Hello there, yeah. Welcome to another interesting edition of Sport Africana, where we talk about everything Africa. My name's Oba Adeola Amokomo, and today it's just going to be a very short edition. As you all know, the Olympic Games is about to start, and different countries are started trooping in into Tokyo, Japan, where the Olympic Games, as we speak right now, some events have already started. The football event has already started. The opening ceremony is scheduled to start tomorrow. That's Friday. It's scheduled to start tomorrow, Friday, the 23rd of July. Remember, you're listening to Sport Africana, where you can listen to a lot of our previous editions on the various podcast directories such as Spotify, Deezer, Apple, and many others. All you just need to do is type in Sport Africana. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram. Today we're going to be, we had a very brief chat with the public relations officer of the Nigerian Olympic Committee, Femi Adetula, where he gives us a little update about what is going on in the Nigerian camp. I spoke to him earlier on today, and he gave us what to expect of the Nigerian contingent. So we're going to listen to him shortly. I'll be right back.
Hello, Adeola. Thank you for having me on Sport Africana. This is Femi Adetula, the PR of Nigerian Olympic Committee, talking to you from Tokyo, Japan. Yes, Nigeria will be participating in 10 games at this 32nd Olympic Games. Interestingly, this is the first time Nigeria will be participating in some of the events. You won't believe that we are participating in swimming, we are participating in gymnastics, rowing. We have canoeing as well, wrestling, taekwondo, badminton, athletics. And interestingly, basketball, the male and the female team, we will be competing at this Olympics. Nigeria is the only country in Africa that is presenting two teams in basketball. So I think that is, we have to give kudos to the Basketball Federation for making this possible. And for table tennis, we have the veteran there, Funke Oshonaike, who is coming for her seventh Olympic Games. She's the first African woman that we're doing that. This Olympics is full of legends, and we have the team captain in this table tennis team as well. He has been ranked 15 in this Olympics, so it means he won't play until the third round. I'm talking about Haruna Quadri. So these are the list of people. 60 athletes in all are participating in 10 events. The preparation has been very fine. It's been fine. It's been okay. The athletes were camped for 90 days before coming over to Kizarazu in Tokyo for more camping. And it's been camping. I think this is the first time that they are camping for 90 days. We have to give kudos to the government and Nigerian Olympic Committee, for putting all this thing together for them. The flag bearers tomorrow will be Oduayo Adekuroye, of the wrestling, and Ace Brumer will assist her. So these are the two people that will, carrying the flag tomorrow, flag of the green, white, green flag tomorrow. Then the team captain is Haruna Quadri. Haruna Quadri is the team captain of the team Nigeria. Honestly, without missing word, all our athletes here are medal hopeful. I must confess, because if you look at their preparation, the preparation is very tough, and the pre-games, in all the pre-games, these athletes were in top shape, because they have the time and they were picking at the right time. So if your athlete is picking at the right time, it means they are ready to go, and every one of them can attain podium finish. So let's just believe or look forward to when we see the medals coming in. Well, the message we have for Nigerians in diaspora, especially the Nigerian Olympic Committee, is for them, to believe in the athletes and believe in us and pray for us, to do well, because They should pray for injury-free competition for the athletes, because if you are prepared for several months, for several years, and there's an injury, it means you can't compete. So please kindly pray for Nigerian athletes to be injury-free and be drug-free. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. There you have it. That was Femi Adetula giving us the update in the camp as it is at the moment and what to expect from the Nigerian contingent. I asked him who he thinks were the Nigerian medal hopefuls, but he was trying to project the image of other athletes, which is quite understandable. But he said that all the athletes have a chance of winning a medal. But well, a lot of us will bear to differ. There's specific events that I believe Nigeria stands to win medals. I personally have penciled at least four athletes that I believe can win Nigeria medal. First, I think Ese Brume, the long jumper, stand a very good chance of winning a medal. She came to limelight at the 2014 Commonwealth Games, and she won the 2019 World Athletics Championship, where she won the bronze medal. So she's a huge medal hopeful. Then another medal hopeful is Toby Amusho. Toby Amusho runs the 100 hurdles, 100 meters hurdles in the athletics event. She came fourth, narrowly missed out on the medal at the last World Athletics Championship. And this year, she's probably the fourth fastest. So she stands a very good chance of winning a medal as well, too. And another person that I believe stands a very good chance, and without a shadow of doubt, probably the surest chance of Nigeria winning a medal, is Oduayo Adekoroe. And that's for the wrestling event. Adorio has been gradually growing and she's among the top in her division. And I believe she's going to win a medal. And now this Palawa, the fourth section, I'm not too particularly sure, but I believe in the basketball event, we may see one of our teams get on the medal or get on the podium, either the women, because Nigeria is presenting two basketball team, that's the male and the female team, and both of them, and the only the first by an African nation to present two teams, that's both the male and the male version. So I believe one of them will probably give us a medal. I'm sure some of you were thinking that maybe I'll mention Blessing Okagbare. Well, going by our performances this year, she's run very well, and she's run good times that normally would win you medals. But I keep thinking about our past at the biggest stage, where for some reason, whether it's stage fright or I don't know, but she's not delivered. So for me, I'm a bit hesitant to put that, but it won't be impossible for her to win a medal. But fingers crossed, I may be proven wrong, but those are the athletes that I think will win Nigeria some medals at this Olympic Games. So there you have it. Until we come here again, when we bring you another interesting edition of Sports Africana, keep safe and have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself.